From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In sub-Saharan Africa, AIDS affects all generations. The impact on children and young adults is talked about a lot. Today, NPR's Jason Beaubien looks at the toll the disease takes on the elderly in one East African nation, Uganda.
Mary Namutebe isn't sure how old she is. She thinks she's 80. She is sure, however, that she never expected her old age would be like this. Sitting in a one-room hut in a slum on the outskirts of the Ugandan capital, Kampala, Namutebe says she's destitute, helpless, and trying to raise 10 grandchildren. I had 14 children, she says, but all of them have now passed away. Some of them died when they were young, but seven of her sons survived to adulthood. Namutebe expected her boys would provide for her in her old age, but they all succumbed, she says, to AIDS. One of her granddaughters, six-year-old Sandra, leans against her as she talks. Namutebe says she's been left alone in the world to look after all these grandkids. I take care of these kids because I have no alternative, she says. I don't have the money to look after them properly, and worse, I don't have any help. She says she survives by making pancakes and roasting ears of corn. She sends the grandchildren to sell the food along the busy main road into Kampala. Uganda has free universal primary education, a rarity in sub-Saharan Africa, but Namutebe says only four of the kids go to school because she needs the others to work. Namutebe feels she's alone and abandoned in her old age, and hundreds of thousands of other older people in Uganda are in similar situations.
For a lot of people in Africa, their insurance is their children.
Deborah Kajuka, the head of the Ugandan Reach the Aged Association, says the HIV/AIDS epidemic that swept across Africa in the 1980s undermined the usual social safety net in Uganda. Kajuka says traditionally Ugandans invest in their children.
And it is assumed that they'll sit back and relax once they've finished that parenting role, and they'll spend the last days of their lives looking at both their children and their grandchildren and enjoying that. For a lot of Ugandan older men and women, that hasn't happened.
In the 1990s, more than 100,000 people in this country were dying of AIDS each year, according to government statistics. Given the stigma attached to the disease, the actual death toll may have been even higher. Most of those casualties were young adults. Kajuka says 30 years ago, it would have been unusual to find elderly Ugandans living alone or living with a group of small children. The fact that that happens now, she says, is due in part to modernization and urbanization, but she says AIDS also has played a huge role. In the past, she says, there was almost always somebody to look after an older person.
For instance, here in Uganda, any person born with your mother is actually your mother. There is no word for auntie. Your mother's sisters are your mother's. That traditional extended family really did work. It did hold people responsible to take care of the less fortunate members of the family.
But as AIDS has killed hundreds of thousands of adults, some of the most productive members of those extended families simply no longer exist. Back in the Bwaise slum, several of Mary Manutebe's elderly neighbors are also caring for AIDS orphans. Nora Nolongo Bulya is 75 years old and lives in a two-room shack with five of her grandchildren. As my daughter was dying, she said, "I'm dying and I'm leaving these children under your care," Bulya says, "so I have no choice but to look after them." Bulya says she worked hard to raise and educate her own children, but she no longer has the strength to work. Bulya and her grandchildren now survive off the rent she earns from a couple of other shacks on her property. Her biggest worry is for the future of her grandchildren, because she says she's not in a position to give them the education and the life she gave to her own children four decades ago. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.